And here's another segment of Frank Stallone, Who Is This Guy?
Hey everyone, welcome to a special bonus episode of It's a Long Road, the Frank Stallone podcast.
Basically
it is. Dom, I just want to say first and foremost, I know you're a busy man. Yeah, I know you got movies to watch for the Movies Thoughts podcast. I'm taking you away from that, but I appreciate you coming on. I love podcasting with you. You're a good man for coming on. So I sent Dom a message like, hey, when can you record? He goes, hey, I could do it at 3 o'clock today. I'm like, oh, okay, I'll do it. I'll be ready. And so you actually got some great notes. My notes are chicken scratch. I'll do the best I can. But folks, what we're going to do today, this is a special Frank Stallone bonus episode because
very special.
If you recall, dear listeners, we did a special Frank bonus episode when he...
Mario Lopez's knockout, or the 10-minute knockout, whatever the hell it's called. That was a decent podcast, and now by comparison, that's like an amazing podcast.
Took the words right out of my mouth. I know, we went from the Mario Lopez show, which wasn't even that great, but it was not bad at the same time.
Right.
We went from that to the Rob Fletcher podcast. Now... Who is this guy?
I'm gonna start commenting. Who is this guy? Like Frank.
Who is this guy? Do we have to do another podcast dedicated to Rob Fletcher? Because who is this guy?
It's gonna be the spinoff that never gets off the ground. Like we're really trying to do it, the Rob Fletcher podcast. Didn't you say you Googled him and like 10,000 other Rob Fletchers came up?
I did some digging to Rob Fletcher. I did go to his Instagram. If you go to Rob Fletcher's Instagram, his Instagram is Rob Fletcher Podcast. So that's actually his brand. Like.
Now, he's affiliated, from what I'm gathering, with Muscle and Fitness, because he has the logo prominent in this podcast.
He's a business development director for Muscle and Fitness.
Okay, so he does work for them.
Yeah, he's also a radio host, author, speaker, producer, promoter, consultant. So the guy does work out. So that's his deal. He's a dude that works out. He's a big man. I sense under that shirt with that little clip we saw on Frank Stallone's Instagram that Rob Fletcher he's a big dude in of his own right. I went on his Instagram, and a lot of the posts are him plugging his podcast. So here's his Instagram. As you can see, it's pretty podcast heavy, and he's got different guests. Frank Stallone, of course, is on there. He's got 298 followers. That's okay. I went to his podcast page. You know, remember when we mentioned that he had 32 views for the Frank Stallone podcast?
Yes.
It's up to 41 now. You know why it bumped up 7 or 8?
Because I watched it. I had to go back a couple of times.
Yes. Because it kept going up every time you and I went back to it. It went up eight or nine times since we recorded our last episode.
So you're welcome.
Nobody's watching the show. More people are going to hear Rob Fletcher's podcast on our podcast than listen to his podcast.
And that is not a compliment to us because...
The only one to comment on that was Alex.
I saw that. I was going to tell you about that.
Alex. Bruce, wait, Alex said more in his comment than he did on the show.
I'm going to try to do my best Alex at some point during this podcast.
As we stated before on our last Ramble podcast, Robert has a co-host with him. Now, I thought it was his co-host. You know, I have Katie as a co-host or you as a co-host. Mm-hmm. I thought this young gal or young lady or woman was a co-host of Rob. She isn't. She was actually a guest because the video right after the Frank Stallone segment was her. Her name is Lily Wu. Robert does introduce her. No offense to Robert, but his plugging, you know, promoting Lily's program, we're going to do a better job right now. And that kind of bugs me that I have to do the work for Rob. Ironically, I'm doing the heavy lifting for this workout guy. Yeah, you like that? You like that? So... Because Robert plugs or talks about Lily at the beginning of this podcast very quickly. I didn't know what he said because he goes, Lily from the Liquividia. I'm like, what did he say? So I Googled it. It's Liquivida or Liquivida. It's in New Jersey. It's a wellness
center. Oh, God, that's too close to me.
Oh, you should go check it out.
It's dangerously close. I'm going to go undercover with a mustache on.
You should probably go check it out. Now, show you her Instagram for the wellness center. I'm going to call this right now. This wellness center stuff, it's all witchcraft. And this whole this whole thing with Frank on this episode, to be clear, it is a muscle and fitness podcast. I understand that. But it is a religion. It is a cult.
Satanic black magic.
Pretty much. No, the whole workout, it's a religion. We might not get to the actual soundbite, so I just want to say it now. Mm-hmm. As they were talking throughout the episode, Frank and Robert, the things that you have to do to be healthy is exhausting. From red light therapy to IV drips, if I had the time and or the energy or the real desire to listen to this podcast, listen to it again, like a second time through, I should have written down, had I been prompted before, I should have actually written down, itemized everything Frank does to himself.
Right, right.
Whether it's true or not is irrelevant, but he tells the audience, through Rob Fletcher's 30 listeners, he tells them all the things that Frank does for and to himself to be what he is at 73. Did you catch some of that?
The red light therapy. The red light, the cold cryogenic cold showers.
IV, blood work. It's like, so the wellness center, that's kind of what they're about. They're the center where you come in, Dom, and you're going to walk out a new person, okay?
I'm going to come out looking like Frank Stallone, essentially.
What are your thoughts on Botox?
I don't really think it's a necessary thing. I know some people do it. I mean, I know people my age, like girls, have done it like way too soon.
Yes, like, totally agree. And that's exactly what I'm going to show you. So this is an Instagram video from the Liquividia site. This is a client, I guess, probably got some sort of discount or whatever. She got Botox and lip injections. And she starts the video by showing herself at the beginning of the video. I wanted to stop her right there and say, stop.
Right, right.
You're beautiful. Mm-hmm. Like, don't go in there. Don't do it.
Yeah, you see it a lot. You see it a lot.
It's insane, Dom. And this breaks my heart. A 20-something-year-old girl is going to go in to do Botox and lip fillers.
God. Look,
here she is right here.
Why?
Why? I'm not sure if she's got a filter on this right now, but she looks gorgeous.
Right. And you're young. Like, your skin's nice. Everything's good.
So here she is. She's going to get this procedure done. Now, if you're squeamish, folks, you might not want to watch this, but here we go. Here's her journey through the wellness center of Liquivita. This should have been a after and before video. Because she looks fantastic here. Beautiful lips, beautiful face. Hey, do you want to look terrible? This is how you do it.
Liquivita.
Liquivita.
Liquivita to get Botox and lip filler. I've gotten preventative Botox here before and love it, so I wanted to do it again, but I was a little nervous.
And she's already done it. I mean, she looks pretty good now, but stop. She says at the end of the video, I'm 62. Okay. Look how good it looks. If you want to look older, get this done.
Yeah.
This makes you look older, not younger.
Nervous about the filler, but they're super professional here and just asked exactly what I wanted and kind of just explained how everything works. Here she is putting numbing cream on my lips and marking out my forehead. They also showed me other before and after pictures that all looked super natural, so I was like, okay, I can do this. And she just did the Botox while the lips were numbing, and I'm a wimp, so I was mostly scared of the pain, but it actually didn't really hurt. She took some after pictures. My lips are looking a little crazy here. Apparently I swell more than the average person, but they gave me this cute little ice pack to help with that, and here are my lips.
Why?
Yeah,
it's a real like self-image thing.
Here she is.
About a week later, I'm loving the result.
I don't know. It should have been here's the before and then here's the after.
Yeah, I don't know why girls do this themselves.
All right, so the owner, operator of Liquivita, we're happy to give them a plug. That's Lily Wu.
After we bashed the corporation. Destroying people. Anyway, here's a plug.
That's who is with Robert.
Nominated artist, singer, songwriter, and actor, the one, the only, the amazing Frank Stallone, joined by elite celebrity trainer Alex Jamal.
Elite celebrity trainer, Alex Jamal.
He doesn't train other celebrities. Does he train anyone else?
Not that I know of. And he doesn't even train Frank, as we're about to find out, because Frank knows what he's doing. He just wants to work out with somebody.
I know. It's ridiculous. He throws Alex under the bus here.
Joining me today, we have Lily Yu.
Thank you.
From Liquivita. And our special guest, thank you so much for joining us and taking the time out of your busy schedules. Alex Jamal, good friend, elite trainer, celebrity trainer, and the one and only awesome Frank Stallone. Thank you, Frank and Alex, for joining us today. Looking forward to our show. So how's that out there in the West Coast right now?
This guy, Rob, is a horrible interview. He steps on his host all the time, number one. Number two, his plug of Lily, I think it's Lily Wu.
Lily Wu, right?
Well, he pronounced it you. That's okay. There's another time where he actually says a word. I'm going to get it for you. I got to make sure I find it. So the intro itself is pretty bad. Mm. We're going to go into the introductions of, hey, you've got Frank Stallone on your podcast. What's the first thing you're going to ask him? Go, Dom, right at the top here. Go.
His brother.
Okay, maybe don't do that. Maybe don't do that. Maybe lead into that. What I like to do, Dom, you know, when I get a celebrity or any kind of person that I'm interviewing on my show, because I've interviewed a few people, mm-hmm. I really want to know what the weather is from 2 months ago. I think that's what our listeners want to know. Don't you think?
How's the weather?
How's the weather?
Weather, like, I love the backdrop there. It's awesome. Yeah.
So he says two things really quickly. He goes, how's the weather? But I also like the backdrop. And Dom, do you want to describe what the backdrop is?
Oh, the backdrop is all of the many Frank Stallone gold records that he obviously made up himself. I mean, he doesn't have that many gold records. Like,
no.
You know, you could just get gold records made, and I could get gold records made with my face on them and be like, I have gold records.
Do you have an ascot? You should have been wearing an ascot. Oh, I don't have an ascot. Oh, man.
I have a bandana somewhere. If it was in arm's length, I would put it on right now.
If we were a better podcast, we already have it ready to go.
Yeah, thank you. Well, the weather was rainy a few days. It's okay today, but it'll start raining again on Sunday for probably the next week.
He's giving a 7-day forecast.
This is riveting. Right away, I'm riveted. Please tell me more about the weather in California from 2 months ago. Keep the podcast somewhat evergreen. Like, I don't care what the weather was at the beginning of February. This was February 2nd, I think, when this was recorded.
Right, right.
The rain here, because, you know, in California, we have a tendency to have quite a few fires. So
unbelievable. It's incredible. Yeah. So many gold.
Oh, wow.
Is it unbelievable?
Dom, unbelievable. California's getting rain.
Unbelievable. It's been raining all day today in New York, so unbelievable, Ryan.
Unbelievable. Dom, is it okay there? Are your feet getting wet?
My feet are wet because I don't wear socks.
Okay, don't spoil it yet. We're not done with the intro here. We're not done with the weather talk. We got more.
This gym is not air-conditioned or heated, so.
That's always pleasant.
Basically a warehouse. Yeah.
Keep it real.
Ooh.
There's a lot of cringe moments. Yeah. In this podcast that I was like, a lot of bad jokes, a lot of things Frank says.
Ooh. So, yeah, we got Lily trying to get in with a joke here. I don't get it. What does that mean? Number one, Frank says, yeah, the Gold's Gym that he goes to is neither heated nor air conditioned. All you smell is men. And then Lily chimes in. Yeah, keep it real. Cool.
Keep it real, Pete.
You guys, you're training in today?
Yeah. Not today. Not today. Not today. I had to visit my dentist.
Okay.
So usually I do. I was going from 5 days a week, sometimes six. Now I'm down to three: Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I find I get better results that way.
So we got Alex entering the chat.
That's why it's awesome that you're with A-lister over there, Mr. Yeah. Jamal, yeah. Who knows so much about the diet, nutrition, supplementation.
What happened there is they were just talking about the different supplements people used to take back in the day that they don't like to do that now type thing. They're very contradictory because they talk about not supplements and then they talk about supplements and what they take. Can I just say this now to get it out of the way, though, before we continue?
Yes.
Frank, can you stop touching your face? He's touching his face. No, he's picking at his beard. He's pulling at his lips. He has his hand on his face the whole interview. There were times, Dom, he covered his mouth with his hand.
He's really focused, I think, when that camera's on him. He's very, like, he doesn't know what to do with himself.
I have a theory.
Yes.
I think he just likes the feeling of real hair. So he's pulling on his beard.
Maybe that's not even real at this point. Who knows?
That's true.
Alex, so first, you know, I know you really are elite. I don't use that word lightly. I mean, I'm grateful for our...
You probably should.
Friendship, of course, and, you know, the many conversations on nutrition, diet, and supplementation. Going to the events throughout the country, the Olympia, Arnold, the A4M.
Yeah.
But...
Okay, this happens throughout the whole interview, but it starts here. Who is Rob talking to?
He's talking to Alex.
And who's talking for Alex?
Frank.
Yeah, okay.
There's a little bit of a... I'll say it now, and they'll probably see more of it, but there's a little bit of... Do these guys maybe have a relationship that we don't know, do you think? I mean, it's questionable if Frank, you know, plays for the other team, and I don't know if...
There's nothing wrong with that, but
not that there's anything wrong with that, but there's something about their dynamic, yeah, and especially you'll probably know what I'm talking about when we get to it later, but like,
yes,
there's things Frank's talking about that are upcoming, whether it's an event, and Alex is very like, oh yeah, we'll let you know, and like,
yeah, there are some interesting tells. There's another tell. I'll say it now just so I don't forget. So there's something that happens at the end. The phone rings. We'll play it when we get to it. The phone rings, and Alex tries to grab the phone for Frank to turn it off. It was Frank's phone.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I didn't even catch that.
Yeah. So that's a very personal thing to do, to grab someone's phone. But he kind of like panic mode grabbed Frank's phone to turn it off. So they have some sort of relationship. There's something going on here.
We're going to be the first ones to crack this case right here.
Dude, it's already been cracked. We're done it right now. Let's not call it a gay relationship, because I don't want to, you know, I don't want to disparage the gay community. I'll just say that Frank's ascot's not doing him any favors.
It's a gay Roy Rogers.
So when you're training Frank, what kind of program did you put together for him, or, you know, strength-wise and nutrition-wise? What kind of – do you do meal plans as well, or
– Yeah. Well, first we used to do, like, as he said, 5 days, and then a day we could – if we are both of him and I available, we'll just go do some cardio. Mm-hmm. And work on his endurance and wind. And then now, because of his busy schedule, I'm happy for it.
Yet again, though, like that dynamic sounds like a relationship. Like that sounds like something my wife would say if we were being interviewed together. Like, oh, his busy schedule that I'm happy for. Like, but he's never home for dinner anymore.
Why is Alex happy for his busy schedule? That doesn't make it. Almost sounds like I would really wish he would spend more time with me, but I'm happy for Frank that he has a busy schedule outside the gym. Like, I'm happy for it. So Alex is basically saying that Frank isn't at the gym as much as he'd like to be because he's so busy doing other things.
And you could see that Frank is just dying to talk here. He's using all his self-control not to blurt in, which he doesn't have later in the podcast. He just talks over Alex. Oh, yeah. But
do 3 days. So we do the weight training first, and then we do any type of cardio. We maybe a seated bike, or just and we go walk uphill, or like we just try to do some sprints. Sometimes I make him push the sled.
Sled, yeah, yeah.
The good old sled.
I love the sled. Yeah,
yeah. So Frank always has been like on his nutrition, like maybe on the weekend, okay, he'll take a slice or two of pizza or something, but that
maybe a whole.
How does Alex know what he eats on the weekend?
That's what I mean. There's no disconnect. It's not like he starts talking about things that aren't even related to working out later, and Alex is very into his life. He's like, yeah, we'll let you know when we go to Atlantic City together and we tour.
If I could watch this again, I would go in with the gay glasses and and all the things you got to do to your body to stay in shape.
Peptides. Yeah, peptides. Yeah.
Throughout the episode as well, they talk about peptides. Do you know what that is?
What is a peptide?
I don't know.
Too much.
I thought you were going to drop some knowledge on me.
Dude, I Googled so much during this episode. I admit, I Googled so much. Yeah, I was going to say, they just dropped so much like peptide talk and these drips and this molasses spoonful of molasses talk. And
the best is, though, like the workouts he was just naming are the most basic workouts. Like, I used to go to the gym more and like no knowledge of like working out other than the basic stuff, and everything's walk uphill, walk up incline, you know, bike. Like, you need to do this with somebody else. You can't just do this alone, Frank.
No, he needs a partner. He needs a real
partner. He's got a partner.
We're prescribed. So I do that, and I take, you know, peptides.
That's amazing.
And, you know, it's funny, though.
Lily, that's amazing. What's so okay, I'm Googling. What is a peptide? Why is that amazing? Peptide is a short string of 2 to 50 amino acids formed by a condensation reaction joined together through a covalent bond. What are peptides used for? Peptides are small versions of proteins. They may provide pro-aging support, anti-inflammatory, or muscle-building properties. What does she describe this thing that he takes?
Amazing.
Wow, you swallow a pill, Frank. See, we should start writing this stuff down. Okay, you write this down. You got to take peptides. We got that?
Now you're amazing to me.
Go to the gym 3 times a week with Alex to do cardio.
Walk uphill.
Alex will tell
you. Walk uphill.
You, I got very sick last year. I was viral pneumonia. It was hard. I was in the hospital. I mean, I thought I was going to die. I couldn't breathe. We were at the gym. I said, Alex, I feel like I'm just going to drop dead. I just all of a sudden couldn't breathe, you know?
He's taking a page out of the Creed film when Rocky collapsed in the ring.
Yeah, he's basically, I can't stop my hands from shaking.
But remember Creed, the first film, when he had the he had the woman's cancer or whatever?
Yeah, a woman cancer. I was losing my hair.
And so they had me on this horrible drug, prednisone. And
see, look at that.
Why does he know everything?
Yes. Frank barely got the drug out, and Alex knew it right away. You're talking about prednisone. Like, just knew it. Knew that Frank either wouldn't know it, or he just fed Frank the drug name right away. How?
Yeah. Weird.
It is weird.
And I was on for like 6 months, about 8,000 milligrams at the end. My hair was falling. It was horrible.
His hair was falling out.
His hair was falling out. Okay.
His hair wasn't falling out. He was just missing his appointments.
Yeah, that's what it was. He has to maintain that fucking thing on the top of his head.
I love how he threw that in there. I'm sorry. He threw that there on purpose. We're again led to believe that's real hair on his head and it was falling out. Stop. The treatments were behind. That's it. So I think in this clip, he talks about his mom, right?
Yes.
74 in July, you know, so I can't.
Awesome, Frank. Awesome.
I can't amazing.
Beat myself up. My mother worked.
Okay.
Awesome.
Why is
Frank.
That awesome?
Awesome.
Can I tell you something, Dom?
Yes.
My dad's 75.
Awesome, Ryan. Awesome.
My dad hasn't done one thing that Frank does.
Amazing.
Yet he's still alive. You'll hear throughout this episode all the things you have to do to be who Frank Stallone is today. And it's like, why? My dad doesn't do that, and he's fine.
I'll give it to him. For a guy his age, he's in decent shape. But it's not like he's this bodybuilder or something like that. Not to make it like, oh, you need to be a bodybuilder. But it's not like he's got this like Arnold Schwarzenegger in his prime physique. And you're like, oh, wow, that's amazing. You're 75 and you look like that. He looks like a healthy 75-year-old.
Sure. But the amount of work he puts into this, I don't get it. If it's all true or not, I don't understand. And I'll use my father as an example. My father doesn't do any of these things that Frank does. He still goes to work every day. He works in heavy machinery. He doesn't do peptides. And granted, my dad is naturally bald. He probably would love to have Frank's hair.
I could set him up with somebody.
I'll give Frank credit. My dad would love to have that hair. And knowing my dad, if he was willing to do it, my mother wouldn't let him do it, though. She would be like, Ron, you are naturally bald. Do not trick anybody. It's ridiculous.
Nobody will believe this.
The day she died, she was 2 months shy of 99.
Oh, wow.
She did Pilates, you know.
So she's a quitter.
So she went out right before. She just gave up, huh, Frank?
Good genes in the family, I think is what it is. She lived to 99. Her father lived to like 92. So, I mean, that's good genes in many ways.
Definitely good.
But they're equating everything to working out. They're acting like anyone who's old must work out. Like the old folks home that we see in town, those old folks homes, people live in the 80, 90 years old. They're all ex-gym rats.
Yeah, just work out, do bench press, a little uphill.
I would almost argue that the death count for people that work out is higher than people that don't.
Especially intense working out.
Like, yes.
Definitely give themselves heart attacks.
Mm-hmm. Like, when's the last time you saw an old folks home full of jacked old men?
Never.
You know, I was more into my rock and roll music stuff, so I was always kind of thin anyway. But I remember I broke up with...
So he talks a little bit here about how back in the day he did work out, but he was a rock and roll star, so he didn't want to get too big. He kind of...
Right.
He's at odds with how he looks and how Sly looked in his prime. Because he's in such competition with Sly. The Sly's got the better physique. Sly truly is the fitness expert. Sly is a bigger boy than Frank is now. He contradicts what he could or should or wants to be. So right. He says here, well, I was a rock and roll guy, so I was always kind of skinny. It was never about being big for me. But he's oddly at odds with his own lack of physique compared to his brother.
Mm-hmm.
This is a mention of his girlfriend here. We should actually watch Alex's face during this part, actually.
Rock and roll music stuff. So I was always kind of thin anyway. But I remember I broke up with a girl. I didn't. Wasn't even a girlfriend, but I was just heartbroken over it. So I was going to start working out.
What was that?
Yeah, he kind of like rolled his eyes, right, Alex?
Did you see that? Oh, seriously.
He rolled his eyes. Now that we're watching it with these eyes, we're seeing everything now.
He said it wasn't really a girlfriend, but it broke. Is he saying, I think we're onto something here. No lie.
I think we are. I think we're cracking the case, man.
Let's go back to him talking about this girlfriend who wasn't a girlfriend. And Alex normally kind of rolls his eyes like, yeah, we know you wouldn't have a girlfriend.
I remember I broke up with a girl. I didn't. Wasn't even a girlfriend, but I was just heartbroken over it. So I was going to start working out.
The way he says it wasn't really a girlfriend, he puts his hand out towards Alex. Did you catch that body language?
It's almost like he's defending it, like towards him, you know, like,
yeah, like, don't worry, it wasn't really a girlfriend. Did you catch that? I'm serious. Like, I'm not even trying.
No, I did. I did. I definitely did.
Why does he care what Alex thinks about a girlfriend from the 70s?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Something other than training going on here, I think, Ryan.
Or you're getting, you know, the hormones checked and everything else and work with Alex. Alex knows, you know, we have a mutual friend, Dr. Goldman, who has this big anti-aging conference that's all about education and raising awareness. But in regards to recovery, Frank, Lily here, as I mentioned, she has a Liquid Vita. So I was just over there the other day. What packet did I do?
Well, you did the signature drip, which has...
They're speaking English, but I know you don't understand what they're saying. She says you did the signature drip.
This guy is just so funny. I was doing that because it's just like his body. He just the way he talks.
He's so jacked he can't move his body properly.
I can't. I'm stuck in this chair.
What they do at the wellness center, I don't know if we have in our clips, and I didn't share it from the Instagram page, but essentially, Dom, what they do is you go in, they take your blood, and they analyze all the vitamins and all the things you're lacking, and then they fill that up in a freaking bag, like a urine bag. IV
10 drip. Pages of paperwork, if I remember correctly, right?
They said something. Yes, 20 pages of paperwork.
20 pages of paperwork. How am I supposed to have 20 pages of paperwork? I don't have 20 pages of paperwork on my blood.
And they'll say, you're low in this, you're low in that. Look, I'm 48 years old. I'm doing okay. Here, Wellness Center, Frank and Rob, you're selling snake oil. That's what I meant to say. Not witchcraft necessarily, but snake oil. All you have to do is don't be a glutton. Go for walks. Do some exercises. And you'll be fine. Don't overdose on drugs. Don't overdose on alcohol. Just be active and move around and don't overdose on any bad food. They talk like it's so complicated. They're the answer. Come in and draw blood so I can give you an IV drip. Like, no, it's too many needles. Yeah. Stop.
An IV drip.
IV drip. I'm not going to sit here while you pump me full of it's all smoke and mirrors. If you're that concerned about vitamin deficiency, then go take an all-purpose vitamin and buy it across. She said in one, she said, yeah, there you go. She said it in her interview with, in her interview with Rob. She said, we're not trying to sell you anything. Really? It's free.
Well, it's definitely a business.
Yes. Look, it's your right to make money and have a business, but I'm the other side of the coin. You don't have to go to these places, people. Don't do the Botox. Stop. Stop filling your lips with the junk. Just be you and go for runs and do yoga. It's all free. You can do it at home for free. You don't need a membership. How big do you want to get? I don't get it. I don't understand it. Anyways. All right. Well, sorry. That's my rant. I apologize.
Add all the B12, B complex for energy clarity, your immune system for vitamin C.
So do you do that, Frank? That minerals, type of the IV drip?
So Lily's plugging her stuff, and this guy just rolls right over.
Let me go talk to Frank. Frank, do you do that?
Frank, what do you do? Do you do that stuff?
Our signature drip has trace minerals, like the magnesium, the zinc, the potassiums, amino acids.
The potassiums.
You know the potassiums, Ryan. Come on.
Shut up. This is what I mean. It's like, oh, you know, our drips have magnesium, multivitamins in liquid form. Yeah, I think I'll just take the pill. Or I'll just eat the food that has this. Humans, okay, Dom. Okay, let me. Oh, I'm getting agitated here. Humans have existed for a long time.
So they didn't well need before... IV drips? Cavemen didn't have IV drips?
Yeah. Caveman Agog did not have an IV drip. You know what they did? They went out, hunted for meat and berries, and that's how they lived. I know there are people who are vegans and vegetarians who listen to our show, but at the end of the day, cavemen, what they did and how they lived, that's why it's called the paleo or the freaking keto diet. Mm. The reason why it kind of works, folks, is long before there's processed food and all this other junk and humans lived and they were strong and they were thin, they just ate berries, non-processed, what was ever off, whatever the animals ate, we ate.
Right.
Whether it was each other or the grass and the vegetation. Mm. End of story. Bob's your uncle. And I get it. I look, I like a bag of Doritos like anyone else. I'm just saying that's the secret to wellness is diet. It really is just diet.
But what kind of IV drip do you do, Frank?
You don't need an IV drip, Dom. I don't know how many times I have to tell you this. And Frank, let go of your face.
He's like posing. He knows he's on camera, so he's like,
Glutathione. Yeah. That's an amazing antioxidant too.
Talk about glutathione, Alex. You know, explain to the people the importance of glutathione.
The best thing.
So they're asking Alex, and I wrote here, let Alex speak. So he asked Alex a question. Lily's stepping over Alex. I think Frank does too. Rob asked Alex a question. He wants to hear Alex's opinion on something, and I just wrote, let Alex speak.
Minerals, like the magnesium, the zinc, the potassiums.
I feel like Frank put him in a smaller chair too, so he's really low. Like a little kid.
Yeah, why is Alex 3 feet tall?
He put him in like a kid's school desk or something.
Glutathione, that's an amazing antioxidant too.
Talk about glutathione, Alex. You know, explain to the people the importance of glutathione.
The best thing.
Actually, since I started using it, I really feel my mind is clear.
Is that an IV infusion glutathione, or you take it in a
shot?
No, the one you suggested, I take it
something. Oh, you do? Anyway. You do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, Alex, what is glutathione and whatever it's called?
Explain to us what glutathione is.
In the middle of his explanation, do you take it via the drip? I haven't even finished explaining. I, as a listener, learn nothing. Rob just goes in right away. Okay, I've heard enough. Now, do you take it via the drip or do you swallow it?
I think Rob's a little hard of hearing, maybe.
Helps you to protect your immune system.
Yeah.
And Frank, use it after.
See, all this stuff protects your immune system. I'm 48 years old. Well, nothing's killed me yet. No disease. What are we talking about, immune system? You just go out and just live in the world, you'll be fine. Your body will create its own natural antibodies. What are they so afraid of?
After his, like, it helps him in the recovery.
Oh, great, yeah. Great for inflammation as well.
Yeah.
Inflammation is like...
No. That's the killer.
That's the killer.
That's the killer.
What's wrong with these people? Hey, why are they so... I got some... This is legit. What's going on here? It's like building a muscle car in your garage.
Right.
You don't need it. You don't need a muscle car. Think about this analogy for a second. This is off the top of my head, so I think it might work. You don't need a muscle car to go to work, to go to the movies with your girl, to go to the hospital if there's an emergency, or just to go for a Sunday drive. You just need a car. You do not need a muscle car to go to work, to pick up your kid at school. You get what I'm saying, right?
Right.
Yet these people, Rob, Frank, Sly even, and some of our workout nut friends, what they've done is they're building a muscle car in their garage, telling the whole neighborhood the only way you can drive on these streets of life is in this muscle car. It's bigger, it's stronger, it sounds louder, everyone will pay attention to it, people will notice all the work you put into it, people are going to turn their heads. All those things are true, but I'm the person like, I just want to get to work.
Right.
And they'll say, no, you don't understand. Not only do you have to build the car, but you got to put this kind of oil in it, you got to put this kind of fuel in it, you got to have these kind of parts in it, or it's not going to run properly. I'm like, yeah, but the car that I got at the dealership, It doesn't need all these, get what I'm saying? So all these drips and all these vitamins, these are all the special things you need for a car that you don't need to drive.
It's a lot of making people afraid too, I feel like, you know, like, oh,
yeah, well, there's a fear mongering. Yes. That's the snake oil.
Yeah.
That's the snake oil. Totally agree. Because what you're saying is if you don't have these anti-inflammatory, if you don't have this immune system stuff, now I admit my car will break down one day. I get it. However, I didn't have to do anything extra. I just turn it on and go to work. They're talking about building a whole new car in your garage, and then you have to upkeep this thing because it's a different, unique. Look, you can enjoy it and you can love it, but working out at the end of the day, folks, it's a hobby. And to have this hobby to look the way you do, different than all of us little girly man humans, to look that way, you have to do all these extra things. They're oddly preaching to the choir, but they're also kind of scaring and or shaming those who don't do what they do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, let's just hear the red light therapy. This was news to me that Frank does.
Yeah, I don't even know what that was beforehand.
Okay, let's.
And I find, you know, for 12 minutes a day under that intense red light, you know, it goes very deep into your body. But I think it, you know, it must be working because my shoulder.
12 minutes a day.
So Rob's now asking legit questions. He goes, you do this for 12 minutes a day, every day?
Every day. If I could, I would. Yeah.
Yeah. So what is
so he doesn't even do it every day. He
doesn't even know if it's working. He just said it. He's like, I don't know. It must be working. It's a fucking placebo is basically what it is.
This is, again, how much crap do we have to do? That's what how labeled this one.
Yeah, I think it's a thing of the future. And I think everything, the infusions, it all.
Yeah.
I think it all works.
Comes together, right? You mentioned peptide that you're doing peptide. There's one that's great for joint and inflammation, BPC.
Mm-hmm.
157, that's a great one for like workout.
Ah, 157.
157, make sure you get 157.
Love doing that, gotcha. You know, with their CJC
peptide. BB500 and BBC.
BBC.
Together.
Yeah. BB500, yeah.
I just laughed because, one, I don't know what he's saying, and two, he's sitting in a little chair.
Yeah, the visual element's pretty good.
He's like a little kid, like, hey, guys, come on.
Yeah, BBC.
I love it.
Frank is a little defensive here, I think. Check out this clip.
It makes a difference. You know, I see these kids in the gym, you know, talking I said, well, you know what? Here's the difference. You know, of course, I'll be on them. We always talk after the workout some days through videos.
We know and that, right?
Yeah, we know. Now, he's about to say here that some of these younger guys go up to Frank Stallone, and they actually say a nice thing to him, which we've even said, dude, you're 73 years old. You look really good for 73. Check this out. He takes offense to this.
Yeah, you look pretty good for an old boomer. I said, really? Well, I'll tell you what. I've been 25. You ain't been 74. So let's
start there.
What?
Rob's like, ah!
No one has ever gone up to Frank and been serious calling him a boomer.
Yeah.
Like, it's disrespectful to actually go, hey, you look good for a boomer, Frank. No, they wouldn't. They probably said, you look good for an older guy. Frank, yeah, you were once 25, and these guys will one day be 73.
Right.
So, but why is he so defensive about that? Yeah. To say thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I try all different avenues.
Do you do the cryotherapy?
Okay, this is what I mean about starting to write things down. Red light therapy, IV drip, all these other vitamins, 3 days a week, cardio, and now cryotherapy. What the hell is that?
Add more shit to the list.
So Rob asked, look at her, do you do it, Frank?
How do you do it, Frank? Tell me how many times a day you do it.
So let's find out if Frank does cryotherapy.
I have done it, yes.
What about the cold plunge first thing in the morning?
Do you do the cold plunge?
It's like, holy crap, man. Cryotherapy, cold plunge. What else you got, Frank?
What about the ice bath, Frank? Tell me you do the ice bath.
You know, I'll just do the cold shower for now. But I, you know what?
Do you like that, Frank? Do you look forward to the cold shower?
Oh.
Okay, this is what I have to say about the cold showers. Again, if you're a cold shower person, whatever. Good for you.
But even this guy, Rob, like, why are you torturing yourself? He's like, he starts talking about, oh, I, you know, it's the worst part of my day. I got to take a cold shower. So fucking do it. Why are you taking a cold? Why?
You took the words right out of my mouth. Let's get to that part. Yeah, why do it if it's so miserable? How many years are you really
doing for you? Enjoy your remaining years, Rob.
Yes, exactly. I love the idea that you're going to be 100 years old one day. So how did you get to 100? I took cold showers.
Yeah. He's going to die in the shower, probably, in the cold shower.
I'm already giving up sugars and stuff. I try to eat a low-carb, low-sugar diet. I do on generally try to live that way. .. I'm not giving up. Can I just have a... Like, stop. Stop giving up everything. I want to have a nice warm shower. Like, shut up with this stuff.
So it used to be I ease my way out of bed, look forward to getting into the nice warm shower. Now it's like... Shit, I don't want to do this right now. And I just stay there. I put it on cold. I shake my head. I don't want to do it, but I do it anyway. So I get in that mindset. It's doing something I just don't want to do.
Why? Who cares? Why? He says, you know why he does it? You know why he does it? Because when he faces other things throughout the day that he doesn't want to do, it reminds him, I got through that cold shower. I can get through this.
Cold shower? Come on. You do it, Rob.
Just do what you got to do and move on with your day and take a warm shower. Enough of this garbage.
But no, I think it's good. I look at women now and women of my era, and you see women now in their 50s that really almost look better than women
they're
in their
40s. Yeah.
I mean, they're changing now. They're learning. I mean, when I was a kid, they had the woman's gym.
They're evolving. He's talking about them like they're fucking Terminators or something.
But what I love, too, is he's talking about how they're basically, women nowadays look hotter than they used to. That's essentially what he's saying.
They've become self-aware.
Which was kind of the vibrating belt, the you know, stuff like that. And then they had the men's gym. But, I mean, if you see now, I mean... I kind of like...
What's he do with his mouth? Can you stop rubbing your mouth? Guys, I can't stress enough to watch the video version of this, but he cannot stop rubbing his mouth, his lips, with his hand.
More the Rachel McLeish, Corey Everson look.
Right.
I mean, they would probably be considered more like fitness models now, but they had a nice figure.
They did.
The girls now are just
feminine. Old.
They did, yep. Frank.
You know, when their voices are deeper than mine, I have to be.
That's a tough follow. Yes. That's a tough follow. Yeah.
They got like deep voices Harry and big balls, Frank.
Women nowadays, he mentions that they have deep voices because he talks later in the podcast about how do we get rid of those deep voices? Can they come back to normal voices?
He's trying to reverse it. He's trying to reverse it.
I get up.
See, Alex Jones is again. Yeah, talk about that story, the one that we did on Instagram.
We did it. We went out to dinner. And he took me a nice romantic evening.
No, don't talk about that, says Frank.
Thing, and I go there, I have the umbrella, and I'm walking the goals, and my feet are submerged in the water. I don't wear socks with my sneakers. So I'm freezing. I go in there, and I'm doing a video as I walk. I said, okay. There, I don't want to hear any excuses from anybody.
So who's he saying this to? He walks in the Gold's Gym. He's like, I don't want to hear any excuses.
We talked about this in one of the videos, too. Like, it's not like it's torrential pouring inside a Gold's Gym. Like, how many of us have to go to work and walk into a building or work in the rain? Like, you're not in the rain long. And why don't you wear socks, Frank? Why don't you wear proper boots? And he's like, oh, I don't wear socks on my sneakers. Who does that?
Frank doesn't have time for that. He's got to get to the gym. I know. You don't have any excuses. Like, yeah, I do have an excuse. I got to go to work. I got to come home and take care of my wife and kids and help my wife with the kids. I mean, like, I do have a life outside of the gym, Frank.
Well, it's funny because it's telling, too. He says that later, too. He's like, you know, I would love to watch a movie and sit home and watch an old movie, but I could do that after the gym, he says. Well, not a lot of people have time to do that after the gym.
I'd rather take a cold shower.
Frank, how's your cold shower situation? How cold do you turn the water, Frank?
73 years old, on my way to 74. It's early in the morning, and it is cold, and it's torrential rain, as you can hear on my umbrella.
No, it wasn't torrential rain. It was raining, and the puddle, your feet were not submerged in the puddle. They were in a puddle. Anyways, yeah, this is weird. This is okay. This is part
weird,
here,
so weird.
I actually don't know what this means. I don't know if Frank's joking, but he mentions having a son. Let's watch this.
like that are like kind of genetic freaks to begin with. They got great calves and stuff. So
I said, I don't know what he's talking about. That guy. I don't even remember. Do you remember what he was referring to?
It was just, I wrote down in my notes right before that, 2014, it was more woman bashing. It was like more woman. And then he went into like, he just constantly bashes women in this podcast.
Oh, I can't with this guy.
Muscle burns fat.
Yeah.
Period. But stop with the, I don't want to get bulky muscles. Yeah, my son said that. I said,
okay. Now he's pointing at Alex. And look at Alex's face here. Why is he so excited by that comment?
I don't understand this whole thing. Like you, like, is he pointing at Alex saying he's my son?
No.
But Frank doesn't have kids. We've gone over this, right? At some point in our Frank Stallone.
But the way he spilt it so quickly and casually that the host caught onto it.
Yeah.
And said, how many kids do you have, Frank? Because it was so casual.
Right.
So let's see how that pans out here.
But stop with the, I don't want to get bulky muscles. Yeah, my son said that. I said, don't worry, you never will. Yeah. It's
he talks about what he said back to his son.
Right. So, and he's not acknowledging. Now that I watch it again, he's not like pointing to Alex. He's like, kind of like just shrugging.
You know, my son. Yeah, my son. Alex thinks it's funny. Alex is laughing. Because I think Alex is aware of the son. The way he's laughing, like, I know Frank, that story. I know
Frank as a kid?
I think Frank as a kid, because watch how he deflects the question, though.
How many kids do you have, Frank?
I don't know. I have one that I know. I mean,
how many kids do you have, Frank?
I know. But then Frank kind of jokingly says, I have one that I know of, ha, ha, ha. But I think he's being serious. I think he has to acknowledge that he has a kid. He has a kid, Dom. I think he does.
Right. And there's no sign of him anywhere, right?
Yeah, he's taking a page out of Sly's first marriage book. We don't speak about kids born before 1990.
57 years of rock and roll and never being married.
We have a few more Stallones floating around out there.
Yeah.
Okay, so the old joke, I've been rock and rolling for 57 years. You know, there might be some Stallones floating out there.
Appleseed, who knows? But I mean, the thing is, but I'm sure she knows that a lot of women can, I don't want to get bulky.
Oh my gosh. I'm on a peptide to build muscle. It's very hard for women to build muscle.
You don't have to.
More women bashing, though, from Frank. Yeah. He's throwing women under the bus left and right during this podcast.
But you don't have to build muscle.
Right. Like, why?
When I was living in New Jersey in the 70s, you just do it. You know, you get some, you know, you just need
four walls in a room. You don't even, you just, really? you could torch, you know, you could torch your body with just body weight, you know.
I tell my clients with two dumbbells sometimes on the ball in the pocket.
What? That's when he's the most like a little kid. Like, I tell my client to do the thing to the dumbbell.
Hato,
Frank the plane, Frank
the plane. Let's go back. I was caught off guard with that.
You don't even, you just really? You could torch. You could torch. You know, you could torch your body with just body weight. You know,
I tell my clients with two dumbbells sometimes on the ball in the parquet because the weather is always good. All what you need is seriously two dumbbells and a rubber band, maybe a ball. You use it as a bench or use it for
push ups, sit ups, pull ups. I mean, it's really
mind motivation for you. Just
motivation.
That's it.
But I think, Lily, we're talking about. I was telling you.
I found the mark. I got to hear. Sorry. I got it. I wrote down Tweety Bird. That's the mark. I gotta go back. The host says something. I forget what word he says, but I want to hear it though. They'll move forward again.
The whole gap. But I think the hardest thing for people is, like anything else, is developing that habit, creating that new habit. If they're not working out, actually starting the process. No, so that's why.
You catch it? Let's go back a little bit more. I want to hear that again.
Actually, that habit, creating that new habit. If they're not working out, actually starting the process.
Actually, I did see a putty tat. I did. Okay, I'm glad I found that. Okay, what's the next timestamp you got there?
But I think, Lily, we're talking about, I was telling you, you have to get on a routine. It's like when I'm getting ready to do an album, I'm going to sit there and look at a blank piece of music paper and say, okay, where do I start? Some days you're sitting there like, duh, looking at this thing, because nothing's coming in your head. Then all of a sudden, bang, the flow starts. And you get into a routine. I remember when I was writing for Staying Alive.
The one album, your one album. Like, you remember writing for that album?
His last album. Is that his last album?
He actually did an original song. We'll have to review it. I want to show it to you live. His last original piece of recorded music that you can listen to was from the Expendable 2 soundtrack.
Oh, God.
It's like a rock and roll song. It's absolute dog shite. It's horrible. It barely sounds like him. It's like this hard rock song. It was that's his last original latest music was from 10 years ago or whatever.
God.
Yeah.
Every day. Okay. You have the theme. You have to know what you're doing. Blah, blah, blah. And all of a sudden, it's a discipline like anything. Mm-hmm. Like Billy Joel says, he hates. Well, he doesn't hate, you know, like the result of writing. I mean, think about it. You have to create something from nothing that hopefully.
I'm still waiting for Frank to create something from nothing.
Seriously.
We're waiting for that, Frank. We're waiting for it. Actually, you know what has been created something from nothing? The top of his head.
Well, that's from kind of some animal hair or something like that. That's got to be from something.
So he talks later in his video, I don't know if you got this, about the Frank guitars. Did you catch that
part?
Yes,
yes. The Made in America.
He is 6 feet. I checked his height.
Oh, he
does
is?
Say he's, yeah, according to Wikipedia or to, sorry, Google, he's like 5'10 and 3/4. He's just shy of the 6 feet. So that we'll give him that. So he's taller than Sly. He's got that on Sly.
Okay. Yeah.
He says here he starts talking about girls' legs at 36, 35.
Yeah. I notice, what I notice, and Alex and I, you'll see a girl there with great legs, right? And all she does is work her legs. She has no upper body. Arnold, you say you want
to. Oh, you hear that? All they do is work their legs. They have no upper body.
Right.
Okay, so they don't skip leg day. Good for those girls.
The host. Why the girls? They're both so scared when he brings this up, though. They don't even know what he's about to say. Like, both of them are just silent, staring.
That's hilarious.
You have to repair, you know.
Repair, replenish, recover. Yeah. Those are
key, I don't know. Key can key any of these women ever. I mean, there's a lot of these women that are on too much stuff. Can they ever reverse it, or is that voice? I mean, is it irreparable damage to probably the reproductive organs and stuff? I don't know.
Alex, you what about you?
We have.
Whoa. He's trying to get Alex, and Alex's like, fuck.
She jumps in, because then he turns to the only woman on the panel. He's like, hey, can these gals get their voices back, please? Can they stop talking like men, Lily? And this, hear what she says for that. Let's hear how she says that these deep voice woman. This is a real concern for Frank. He does not like the deep voice woman.
I don't want the women to sound like my brother.
Yeah, you have to
That depth of, do you think they
I don't know.
The levers has to go back to normal.
Yes, they have to.
He looks a little annoyed there. She just looks a little annoyed that like last frame when she like glanced at him and like shrugged.
Yeah. God, they were talking over each other for sure. So Frank just dropped that bomb and walked away. It's like, all right, so we've got some whiskey talk. Let's check out the whiskey.
Brief whiskey talk.
Like a bit more.
Hey, Joey's not fat. He's a bull. I said, no, he's fat.
Yes. He's talking. He's just talking about fat kids from his youth eating their Italian mom's cooking or something. I don't know. He talks a lot about fat and body images in this episode.
Frank, what do you have coming up? We have a couple more minutes here. What do you have coming up?
Okay, this is great. This whole last part, we'll end with this. We got 20 minutes. Dom's got a hard out 20. He gave me 90. Dom gave me 90. We knew this was going to be a big episode. Thank you, Dom. I do appreciate your time. No, I truly do. Okay, so this last part of the episode, so many notes. You can almost play it all the way through. There's literally like 20 minutes left of the episode. The question basically is, Frank, what do you have on your schedule? Now, before Frank answers, I can answer for Frank. Nothing. Nothing. But it's amazing how much he brings up that he has nothing to do. Like,
nothing planned.
Okay, well, I have a few things. I am not a teetotaler, but this is coming out. This is my bourbon called Uncle Frank's.
Are you a bourbon drinker? I assume you're a bourbon drinker.
Yes.
Uncle Frank.
No, Rob, I'm plugging bourbon, but I hate the stuff. What a
Are you a bourbon drinker? What made you do bourbon?
All right, so he's plugging his bourbon, of course. And this was filmed February 2nd, 2 weeks before the launch date. It is now March, at the time of this record, March 6th. You and I have yet to receive our shipment, correct?
No. Did you get any email? No. Nothing?
Nah, nothing. I got the email that they took my money.
Uncle Frank's, and it'll be out. You can buy it now at UncleFranksBourbon.com.
Yeah, you can buy it now, but you're not going to get it.
You can give me your money, and you're not actually going to get a bottle.
Yeah, you can buy as many as you want. What you'll receive is a different, is a wholly different story.
Pre-order, but by the middle of February, it'll be out. And I got to tell you something. Cool. This is really good. This
Alex, you try the bourbon? Did you try the bourbon?
Oh, yeah. Forget him.
He goes, me, no, and Frank goes, forget him. Like, okay. I think Rob just wants to know if anyone's tasted this stuff yet.
That reminded me, too. We missed the one part that it just reminded me with the Alex thing. At 1726, when they ask Alex a question and Frank just answers. Did you remember that?
Yes. Yeah, folks, really, you can listen to this whole thing without our commentary if you want.
You probably don't want to, though. You probably don't want
to. We've almost had more people join us live throughout this recording, popping in and out of this live stream than people watched in the 3 weeks this has been on. Again, you and I accounted for the last 15 to 20 views.
Definitely. But Ryan, are you a bourbon guy? What'd you
mean? At minute 48, I've got here that... Oh, yeah, there is. Sorry, there is some anti-China talk here. Let's go to that 46-minute mark.
T-shirts. Yeah, I just wanted to, you know, I'm a patriotic person. I think it's kind of good to put America.
Sorry, what is he? A patriarch? A patriarch? Let's hear that.
Alex is going to translate it.
Oh, okay.
T-shirts. Yeah, I just wanted to, you know, I'm a patriotic person. I think it's kind of good to put Americans back to work.
No, 100%.
So he's saying about his brand of his bourbon, this is going to get Americans to work again. Well, they ain't doing crap. Well, I haven't gotten, no one's shipping, no one's handling, no one's storing this stuff.
Goddamn lazy Americans.
And, you know, it's like, I don't know, how could I have American flag, Uncle Frank's bourbon? And it's made in communist China, clothes. Yeah.
Whoa, easy, Frank. Whoa.
Take it easy. He doesn't even know what the co-host, what, you know, nationality she is. And he just,
I know,
communist China. Like,
let's just say she's not Irish. That's all I can safely say.
Hello.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Staying true to the red, white, and blue.
Well, yeah. And I mean, you know, and bourbon is different. Everyone has vodka, tequila. Bourbon is something, usually people that are bourbon.
So he's saying everyone, he's talking about all the other celebrities with their drinks. He's like, yeah, all the other celebrities took the top alcohol. So
I got- yeah, so I had to be different because I was the last one to do it.
Exactly. You think I'm going to compete with George Clooney and his wine or whatever? No. I'm going to take bourbon because no D-list celebrity is taking bourbon yet.
Drinkers are not drunks because you kind of sip it. Like some guys like that.
I don't know about that.
And you know, bourbon like an old fashioned or something. Mm-hmm. Women like it because you don't. It's not like you're doing.
he's such an expert on women, Frank. He's such an expert.
Oh man, I don't think I've got a time stamped, unfortunately. But he talks about how he taps out. I think at the 60 year old mark for women. I think that's where he taps out. He'll talk about how he has nothing scheduled yet. Check this out.
So, you know, the concert, you know, again, I do concerts all over the place.
Does he?
He's got no tour date. I was supposed to go to, like, he's talking about, he was supposed to be with Survivor in Atlantic City. And I told you, my father got tickets through his comp and at the casino, and we didn't get to go because they canceled the show.
Look how he cleverly talks about the career he doesn't have. You got to admit, he is a politician through and through. Check this out. So he canceled, that show was canceled with Survivor. And look how he plugs like it's happening.
But I had one recently in Hard Rock.
Yeah, Hard Rock. And
so look at Alex, where Alex jumps in. Hey, but no, he had a concert recently. Daddy had one.
That's my boyfriend had one recently.
Seriously. And then Frank's like, yeah, thanks, Alex.
Florida, and I played the Hard Rock in Atlantic City. I'll be going back there again.
He did that 2 years ago.
Yeah, that was when his brother came that time.
That's right. That was season one of The Family Stallone. That was about two years ago. He's talking about that show like it happened last week.
Mm-hmm.
probably with the other group, Survivor.
Probably with the other group, Survivor, Eye of the Tiger.
Survivor's in somewhere like we're not.
That would be the Hard, and I played the Hard Rock in Atlantic City. I'll be going back there again, probably with the other group, Survivor, Eye of the Tiger.
Where are you going? In Atlantic City?
That would be the Hard Rock in AC, yeah.
In AC. When is that scheduled? Good. Is that scheduled?
I got to give Rob credit. He's like, give me a date. Give me a date. I'm showing up.
Frank, is it scheduled?
Frank, do you have a schedule? Give me your schedule. Are you doing an IV drip?
Give me the schedule, Frank.
Will you cold plunge before the concert or after?
Are you doing the red light?
Yeah, you know, I was going to play the... what's that place called?
See, he's asking Alex. He's asking Alex what that place is called. Why does Alex know the drug names, the dates, the events?
That's weird.
It is weird. He's not just a personal trainer, man.
He's like a caretaker at this point, I think, Alex.
I think so.
If they're not in a relationship, he's like his caretaker.
There's some dependency going on. Whether it's sexual or not, it's up to them to confirm or deny. I'll leave that to his people to confirm or deny. Look, again, there's no shame in that, but we want to be a part of it. So we want to know what's going on.
We want to know.
New York City. Oh, I'll think of it. But it's kind of a small club. But the problem.
You think? Now, check this out. He mentions that it was a small club. This is his reasoning why he can't get gigs. Now, because he's basically saying he doesn't have gigs lined up. Now he's going to make an excuse why not. He doesn't have them. Check it out. Look at this weird, convoluted reason why he doesn't have gigs lined up.
The problem is, I have a 10-piece band.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so playing the casinos, like if I play Mohegan Sun or this or that, mm-hmm. it's a little easier because now these casinos are really geared with backline for groups.
Right.
But in the old days, you had to lug all that stuff around like in a truck.
What is he talking about?
He's just running around for no reason. I don't even understand what he's trying to say.
He's saying he has a 10-piece band that he can't afford to pay to venues that nobody shows up to.
I have a 10-piece band. I owe all of them money.
Yeah, you expect me to pay these guys? Come on.
It's a lot of work. So I'm just telling you what's going on. A lot of times nothing's going on. So I'm just talking.
Do you have a schedule?
A schedule.
Back to the schedule, Frank. What's your schedule?
Tell me, Frank.
Frank, you have a schedule where, because if you're at Mohegan or Atlantic City, that's close to where I am. Yeah, I would definitely go.
Yeah, we'll let you know for sure. We'll let
Weird.
Why is Alex going to let Rob know where they're playing next? What?
We will let you know, Rob.
Yeah, we'll let you know, Rob. We'll let you know. Right now, nothing. 10-piece band.
Oh, and also, our second season on Paramount Plus called The Family Stallone's coming out. And what's today's date?
Today is the 2nd.
So he even asks Alex, what's the date of the week or the month? So it's February 2nd.
What's the name of the show, Alex?
2nd. So it'll be out in the 21st.
The 21st, and that's on Paramount.
Paramount Plus. That's our second season. And I'm in 8 of the 10 shows.
What a plug. 8 of the 10 episodes he's in. We got 10 minutes left. We got 10 minutes left for Dom's Hard Out. We're using it all, folks. We're using it all.
Uncle Frank, believe it or not.
Uncle Frank's bourbon.
The best stuff is at the end here. I got some stuff here.
Yeah. So I'm kind of like the Ed Norton of the Honeymooners or Kramer of Seinfeld.
So he's calling himself Kramer of Seinfeld in the Stallone family reality show.
The comic genius that is Kramer.
Listen to how he describes himself as a member of the show. Now, you've seen the one part I showed you. You tell me if this fits the description.
I'm the one that's never been married. I'm the older uncle. I'm kind of irreverent to everything that comes my way. And, you know, my nieces are young, so they try to be PC. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I kind of throw a
wrench in there.
I just throw a hammer in there.
I love how she says wrench into it. That's exactly what the metaphor is. You throw a wrench into it. But he goes, no, a hammer. I throw a hammer into being politically correct. Right.
So we're in Italy. I'm the only one that gets food poisoning.
So he talks later about he's the only one who got food poisoning. And the side note here, he talks about me, the Pope. And at this time, unbeknownst to Frank, he thought, too, that the Pope parts were going to be in the show, but they were cut out. They didn't air. Because he plugs the Pope part very hard. So remember, he talks later about how they got the citizenship to the town there, they're honorary citizens. Listen to how he says thank you to that town, giving them that honor. I thought it was very sweet.
It's that we go back to my father's town. So it's pretty interesting to go back where you're from. And I can see why my grandfather got on a boat and came to America. Tell you the truth, no offense, but I mean,
do you catch that? His dad is from that town, so they went to the town that their dad was born and raised in. He says, "Now I see why my dad left that piece of crap town and came to
America." They're gonna lynch him next time he goes there. They're gonna lynch him.
Now there's some talk here about gut and butt. Did you catch that?
Yes, the gut and butt. I remember
that. Guys are concerned with their gut. Girls are concerned with their butt. It's very simple.
It's all about the gut and the butt.
Gut in the butt. I said, yeah, that's a good title for a song. Gut in the butt.
Please, Frank, can you please write that song? I'll give you anything if you make the song Gut in the Butt. I want to hear it. No Frank podcast interview would be complete without some fat back talk. You ready?
A guy goes, "What do you think is the most attractive thing on a woman?" I said,
"Oh God,
a back. When you see a woman wearing a dress and she's got a nice shaped back, it's beautiful. I look at the Oscars, I see these gals wearing these gowns, like, you know, like fat back and all." I said,
"Fat back, I can't work on that back. Attack the back,
that fat back.
Tell me more about the fat back."
Fat back on the snare drum. But, you know, did your boyfriend say you're fat? Why are you here? You're walking in with a cup of coffee, a newspaper, AirPods.
Oh, that's right. He's asking the... Okay, this is what I love about Frank. People are now going to the gym trying to better themselves, but he's shaming them for doing it the wrong way.
Is that what he's saying?
Yeah.
In the gym. You know, our gym is like everyone comes in with a long face. All these girls come in like this. I said, "Why are you here? Did your boyfriend say you're fat? Why are you here?"
Ah, Frank. Come on.
Hey, we got some more fat girl talk right before it closes, too. He just
insulted as many women as he could on this podcast.
Yeah.
In your life, and you will execute and be successful.
Yeah. And it will change your life. Like Alex says, I told, there was a girl at the gym, and she was actually had a very pretty face. And she,
the classic.
Oh, no.
Listen, this is the classic.
Oh, no.
She had a pretty face, but her body was disgusting.
Oh God.
Okay, again, she's at the gym. She's trying. This is day one, Frank. This is why she's there. This is why she's there.
There was a girl at the gym, and she was actually had a very pretty face. And she, but she was overweight. I said, "You know what? I know it's not politically correct or anything, but if you lost the weight, it will change your life."
Sorry.
I know it's politically incorrect, but before I rip you apart, I rip you into shreds and insult you.
It was overweight. I said, "You know what? I know it's not politically correct or anything, but if you lost the weight you need to lose, it will change your life because something's going on where you're not really focusing on yourself. All of a sudden,
there's something going on where you're not really focusing on yourself." She's at the gym, Frank.
She's trying.
She's trying. That's why when I see an overweight person jogging, I never laugh. Because that could just be day one. That's day one.
Exactly.
It's like, geez, guys. Frank's literally going up to an overweight girl at the gym saying, "Hey, look, you got a pretty face, but man, you got some pounds to lose, baby." Can you imagine that conversation?
Just asking for his advice, this poor girl. She's probably just walking by.
And here we go. This is the last clip, folks. Is the phone rings, and it's a celebrity that calls Frank. But also watch to see Alex grab the phone. It's a very quick edit. It doesn't last very long on the... but Alex also tries to grab Frank's phone to turn it off for him, which is very telling that he has access to Frank's phone.
Yeah.
You'll look at life different, and people will look at you different.
Yeah.
Say, "Wow, what an attractive woman. Look at you." Because let's face it, I don't think it's vanity. I think everyone wants to look good. You know, when you buy a racehorse, it's not that, you know, old cow-hocked old horse. It's like a specimen.
He keeps going on because it bleeds into the phone call here. He's like, yeah, when you buy a horse, you don't buy a big fat animal. You buy a nice steed. This is what he's saying about a woman and a horse.
Comparing a woman to a horse, too, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think when people do that, you are what you carry on yourself. Right. I mean, you are your own advertising.
And that is a trickle effect, 100%. So when you start doing that, but the unfortunate thing is people will not change until the...
So Frank's phone goes off, and look at Alex reaching for it as well while looking at the camera. Look at that. Why is he doing that, Dom? What does that mean?
Weird. Is that what he's reaching for?
Yeah, because the phone's ringing, and he's trying to grab it for Frank.
They're willing to change. So
you're not gonna believe, you know who's calling me? Lou Ferrigno.
Hey, get him,
get him on our show, could you?
Is that the Incredible Hulk? Put him on, Frank.
Can't believe it.
The Hulk. The good old Hulk.
The Hulk. I swear to God, that's weird. I haven't heard from Lou in a while. I guess kind of osmosis. You know, something.
Putting out there. Frank, Alex, thank you so much, Frank.
Okay, so there you go, folks. Thank you, everyone. Dom's got a heart out. It's Dom, I do appreciate you taking the time out of your day for this very Absolutely, fun, brother. Action-packed episode of Frank Stallone on the Rob Fletcher episode. Our only hope and desire is that Frank goes on more podcasts. Maybe one day he'll go on ours. One day.
Maybe we might get Lou Ferrigno.
All right, everyone, thank you so much. Dom, however, this episode is over.
Nothing is over. Nothing. You just don't turn it off. It wasn't my podcast. You asked me to co-host, right? I ask you.
That concludes another episode of Frank Stallone, Who Is This Guy?